a new trends quickly turn into the old conventions, so much burden, the spontaneity in life. And there is only one way to maintain justice, and that is limit the rise of any worldly power. And society itself can shape us into different characters, but only following our own nature we can be all and none. And also in his passionate frenzy, the mass retains the characteristic of a most despotic authority. And at times our biggest fight is to lie low and wait for the enemy to die of his own accord. And those who are ready to change land will unlikely need to change themselves, and vice versa. And the representatives of the imposed ideology scream for equality, and yet they are far from representing any majority. And the main question is, why would you follow the general if you don't believe in war in the first place? And at the core of all human miseries is a developing nation-state. And all the naive morality taught by the official education becomes the new form of fanaticism. And what modern war may manifest is just an exasperation of our actual contemporary conditions. And if we ought to survive in order to live up our own passion, the game becomes far more interesting. And becoming rich at last means to decide to use up all natural resources indiscriminately. And to be civilized means to sit on a powerful horse and try to use its minimum potential. And of the mental slavery of the present, perhaps the physical slavery of the past may be better. And in the end, in the natural realm, we become resources, and in the social one, just parasites. And as long as there are numb people not aware of their freedom, there will be masters profiting from them. And sincerity is turned into an eternal silence, observing the evil that has compromised it. And the awareness that we are so vulnerable is the key not to find ourselves in a too vulnerable position. And it is never a matter as to whether we can do it, but as to whether it is worth for our own nature. And we ought to be careful not to give in to the industrialized ugliness of all of the spheres of our human nature. And the more we come close to the object of desire, the less we can take pleasure of it. And the only way institutions can resolve the problems they have generated is institutionally, thus removing the human agent that is the key to the resolution. And in its evolution, society itself becomes bipolar and in need of self-destruction. And the general accusations driving ideologies lose any ground in the specificity of cases. and society so easily replace the organic with the inorganic thus killing any possibility for regeneration. And whether it is 1 million or 1 billion, we can only squeeze out one out of greediness. And there is nothing more traumatizing than being forced to live with fanaticism. And for every society losing its ground with nature, there is an ideology. And the only aim of capitalism is to educate us to spend more. And it takes the sugar of the South to counterbalance the bitterness of the North, and vice versa. And at last, the whole of the academic industry is but a way to turn intellectuality into a form of social labor. And wants either kills us or strengthen us for good, and only scratching the surface will be able to satisfy our most elevated needs. And it is certainly not what is born that is the problem, but what doesn't want to die. And if in the first place folk didn't have a flat ground to begin with, processes would be far more deep and intense. And only by bending down we'll be able to have a bottom-up overview of the power structure and be able to constructively criticize it. And in some ways or another, our first choice will always determine the last one. And by making less a trend, we'll be left with nothing and the gatekeepers with everything. And the last ideological stands are not precursors of resolutions, but great conflicts. And the manifestation of purity is the way that the impurity coming to face it can be assessed. And having understood that we cannot remove oppression, we may change the scale only to result with a bigger intensity. And pointing fingers at the past or at the future is just another way of carrying on mischiefs in the present. And from being oppressed by qualification, we are now depressed from quantification. And lastly, the resolution with all human problems is to go back to manual skills. And in an evolved society, our quest is to find a place within and around us where our nature can be felt. And all we have to make sure is that our spirituality is kept alive on a daily basis. And as long as we understand that it is our inner evolution and not our outer evolution that matter, we'll always find ways for full contentment. And what the center wants, the periphery doesn't want, but is forced by the former to get. The most precious advice last is from whom has gotten to know his or her own nature. And we shouldn't be so prompt in sorting out messes, knowing that a new one comes as soon as one is resolved. enforcing tolerance at the highest levels will only allow intolerance to enter from the lowest. And only by always walking towards the sun we can meet the sun again, even after it is gone. And only the old poet, even in the ugliness, is able to find the beauty. And at the base of all slavery is always the vices of others. Only by keeping our discipline semi-hidden will be in fact able to manifest it. And we ought to be proud to be free, but always need to make sure to get used to a burden for the time we will not. And any type of great social enterprise always comes as a setback to our human nature. And the foundation of modern education is to cast doubt and insecurity over the foundation of our humanness. And capitalism in the end is like a black hole pushing life further away from its center.